Well, not that long ago, Creative Minnesota published a study about the health and impact of the nonprofit arts and culture sector in the state of Minnesota. It looked at the economic impact from almost 1,300 arts and culture organizations across the state. It looked at jobs created, local versus non-local attendees, and artist employment levels. Joining us to talk about the study a little bit is Mary Matthews. She's the president of the Duluth Public Arts Commission. Mary, good morning. So glad to have you on the line with us. Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
What a great thing to have you talking about this, and what a cool study. This kind of report has never been done in Duluth before. Is that right?
Right. We had the opportunity after the statewide report was developed to do a deeper dive into the Duluth data. And actually, Grand Rapids, Cook County in Virginia, in our Arrowhead region, took the same dive. So we have four communities' data from within the regional study. From the statewide study, there was a regional Arrowhead study done, and then we took a deeper dive in Duluth data.
Mary, I don't think I've ever heard the arts mentioned in any conversations about economic development before. Now that you've had the chance to look at the data, have we been missing something significant all along?
Well, some of us haven't, because I've thought about it for a long time. But in general, you're right. The arts aren't included in that kind of conversation. But in Duluth, the economic impact from the study is over $36 million in annual impact. The study actually comes from 2012 data, and our goal now is to periodically relook at this data to see how it changes. The study took the operating budgets from 37 arts and culture organizations in Duluth, added an audience impact to get to that $36 million.
I would imagine that made some people sit up and take notice.
Well, I think it's interesting, because the employment impact from the arts and culture, the nonprofit arts and culture impact in Duluth is almost 1,000 jobs. And that's full-time equivalents. That's musicians, it's the symphony, it's staff in all of the arts organizations in the community. And together, that adds up to be pretty significant.
When we hear politicians and our leaders talking about economic development, should we expect, in light of this study, to hear them talking more about the arts and not just bringing industry, for example, into the community?
Well, I hope so. And economic development is about creating our economy as a whole. And so this study looked at nonprofit arts organizations, and it also reflects the impact of nonprofit organizations in our community. What this study doesn't get at is the impact of the for-profit arts development that happens in this community. The events at Bayfront are run by a for-profit organization. All the many galleries. It doesn't get at the impact of individual artists. And our individual artists that are selling their work are small business owners. So economic development in its broadest sense really wants to include all of those things, in addition to industrial recruitment.
If the arts, if you could begin a conversation again with a city leader or a county leader or a politician, and you could start talking about the arts, and instead of the arts being dismissed as some kind of frivolous extra or maybe some eye rolling. If the arts were suddenly taken very, very seriously as a source of jobs and money and economic strength here in our community, how do you think things would change, Mary?
Well, it might change how we market our community. It might change some of the real estate development. We don't have, we have limited housing and studio space for artists. And artists are, the creative economy is where inventions, new ideas, where technology come from. So the creative economy as a whole is a tremendous driver in our community now. And the visual and performing arts is a piece of that. The other thing that's interesting in the study is that 25, so in 2012, 835,000 people, almost 836,000 people attended events at nonprofit arts organizations in the city of Duluth. And unless every person in the city attended at least 10 activities or 10 events, that means we brought in outsiders. So a key driver in our tourism economy, or a key driver in our economy, is tourism. At least 25% of the attendees in Duluth were non-local, which means it was people who came here mostly for a specific event. And they had dinner, they stayed overnight, they did other things, and they shopped while they were here. So leveraging the arts as part of our tourism economy could continue to help grow our economy. And I we probably underestimate the value of our arts community as we do our tourism promotion. And as we were gathering data, I talked to Dan Hartman from Glensheen, and 95% of their attendees at Glensheen every year are non-local. So that means there's people who are coming in and spending more money than I do, for example, as I go to an event.
Mary, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. The study sounds fascinating, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about it. Thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you.
Mary Matthews is the president of the Duluth Public Arts Commission, and she joined us this morning to talk about some of the Arrowhead and Duluth numbers published in a study called Creative Minnesota, the Health and Impact of the Nonprofit Arts and Culture Sector.